I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Gwyneth Paltrow finally taking the stand in Park City. She says she was hit by a man while skiing, even though he's the one suing her. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
More on the trial in just a moment. Second, Utah's broken the record for snowpack. The Utah Snow Survey says today's storms put us over the edge at their snowtail sites. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's going to be up north, way up north. We have an accident northbound I-15 in Perry in Box Elder County, but it looks like weather taking another hit in this area, and you are going to see heavy and slow traffic in some spots. And then Little Cottonwood Canyon still closed to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
What a storm. Heavy snow pounded us early, but decreasing snowfall tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
34 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Attacks on U.S. forces in Syria are escalating. ABC News has confirmed that rockets and drones hit two more outposts today. ABC's Martha Raddatz says the first attack was a suspected Iranian drone.
It was 6:38 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday when an explosive-laden Iranian drone came hurtling down on the U.S. base in northeast Syria, leaving one American contractor dead, one wounded, and five U.S. service members injured as well. Central Command immediately planning counterstrikes. President Biden aboard Air Force One authorizing the retaliatory attacks, sending two F-15s into the air and hitting their targets.
Several contractors and military members have been hurt. Mr. Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau announcing a new deal on migration.
Since we created dedicated pathways in the United States, the number of migrants arriving on our southern border has dropped precipitously. And I commend Canada for stepping up with a similar program, opening new legal pathways for up to 15,000 migrants to come to Canada from countries in the Western Hemisphere.
Allows Canada to deport more undocumented migrants who cross the U.S. northern border. Two undocumented migrants were found dead, others unresponsive, in a train car in Texas.
Medical helicopters responding after 12 undocumented migrants were found on a train car east of Nepa, Texas. Two of them reported dead, others injured. Uvalde police responding after getting a 911 call from inside the train car. The rail company stopping the train after the emergency calls came in. They believe the migrants illegally crossed the border into the U.S., then got on the train somewhere near the South Texas border. Authorities are searching other cars on the train for migrants. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Stocks closed higher today. You're listening to ABC.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. Gwyneth Paltrow took the stand in Park City today at the ski collision trial. She testified for 2 hours that we carried much of on KSL News Radio live. I got to admit, it was a fascinating glimpse into a beautiful life. I mean, the lawyers name-checked Oprah, Taylor Swift, and Coldplay. Joining me on the newsline, former Los Angeles deputy district attorney, podcast host, and legal commentator Emily Baker. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Today was a fascinating day in court on day four of this trial. It feels like it's been going on for weeks already.
Okay, let's start with this. It was reported the outfit that Gwyneth wore yesterday cost $88,000. This case is over $300,000. That's nothing to her. Why didn't Gwyneth Paltrow just settle this?
I think the reason this case didn't settle is because both parties believe that they are right. We don't know what those settlement negotiations entailed, but we also heard in opening statements the plaintiff now asking for millions in all of his past expenses. So though the attorney's fees are capped at a point, they are still asking for more in compensation damages or compensatory damages. I didn't realize her outfit yesterday was that expensive. The sweaters from the first 2 days are clearly gone. I wonder if the internet played a role there, but I don't think these parties could come to an agreement. Their stories on what happened couldn't be more different.
Yeah, she says he did it. He says she did it. And I don't know how you saw it, but the headline this evening I caught a glimpse of in the New York Post says, "Slippery slope. Paltrow blames brain-damaged victim." So is that fair or not fair?
Well, she is blaming him for causing the collision, and he has been damaged. And, of course, she being the celebrity and all of this, the headlines are going to involve her. She has said from the beginning he's the one that caused the crash and has never really denied that he's been injured. And I think the evidence has all shown that he has been injured. Whether he caused this crash or not is different. He was 69 at the time, blind in one eye. And that's what her attorneys are really leaning into in their questioning of his witnesses.
So you're an expert. You've been watching this trial for 4 days. Is either party winning?
I still don't think either party's winning. And in Utah, if you get to a 50-50 stalemate, nobody wins. So somebody has to win more than 50% not at fault, or the other party has to be more than 50% at fault for them to win, and they're countersuing each other. By this far along in the plaintiff's case, we should really feel that the plaintiff has proven what has happened here, but we will see the plaintiff take the stand for himself on Monday, and he has not been in court much. His attorneys did say that he wouldn't be in court because it was difficult for him to listen to the testimony, but he was sitting there front and center looking at Gwyneth Paltrow today when she testified. I wonder what the jury will think of him not being there except for this testimony today.
Thanks so much. You're a former Los Angeles deputy district attorney, a podcast host. You're on the internet, and your commentary is enjoyed by many. Emily Baker, I hope we can check back with you as this trial continues.
Have a good evening.
You too. KSL News Time, 6:21.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.